Well, once again, it's a good morning to you. 11 minutes gone past the hour of 9 o'clock. Welcome to Friday's edition of Hello Port Harcourt. Now, as always, on this edition, we will be looking forward to giving out loaves of bread on the show. We also will be looking at giving out, cakes on the show. There's a little thing about 5,000 there on the show, and then I think a meal will be given out as well today. We're nice like that, that's how we roll on the show. But more details about that from the 10 o'clock mark. But now let's start off with political relevance, and in particular of Rivers State. Now, you see, a lot of Nigerians paid very close attention to both primaries of the PDP and the APC. We now know that the presidential candidate for the PDP, hopeful, is Abubakar Atiku. You probably heard that name like 1,005 times before. And then for the APC is Bola Ahmed Tinubu. You probably have heard of that name about 2.5 million times as well. Anywho, but this is where there's a serious bone of contention, because in both parties, there was a lot of focus on River State. And the question I have this morning is, why? How influential is River State to the politics at the national level? What exactly is so peculiar about River State that it seems to be literally in the eye of a storm every single election cycle? Every single time. What's going on in Rivers? Who's coming out? Who's winning? What's happening? If you want to argue, well, it's because of the nation's wealth, oil. But you see, there's also Bayelsa. There's also Akwaibom, which at one point in time reportedly had more oil wells than River State. But the attention, even then till now, seemingly is on River State. Now, Atiku Abubakar recently says he's going, that there are plans to meet with Governor Yemi Osinbajo to ensure that everyone in the party is carried along. Now, the former vice president, who spoke when he arrived at Osun State for the party's governorship campaign yesterday, said that there's no division in the APC. If you missed that, let's get to hear from him.
It's nothing new in politics. Understand, people get angry, when things don't go their way and so on and so forth. So we will overcome that. I have every belief that we are going to do that. No, it's social media drama. There is nothing like a Wike Kam or Atiku Kam. There is one PDP family.
So you heard that. There's no such thing. Now, I cast your mind, those of you who are students of politics and history in particular, to the Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton divide. Both were Democrats. Both were trying to get the tickets so that they can represent the Democrat Party, all right, at the elections. Unfortunately, Bernie Sanders, who a lot of people think is a very smart man, did not get that ticket. It was Hillary Rodham Clinton who did. Now, unification came through. Bernie had to go behind Hillary and push forward the Democrat movement or the Democrat agenda. Is that the same in River State? Is that why River State is so important? I'd love to get to hear from you this morning.
The views and opinions shared on this program do not represent the position of Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info, let's talk.
WhatsApp, Telegram, available on 0809-030-6416, 0809-030-6416. As always, please, when you call in, do well, turn down the volume of your radio set so we can get to enjoy having a conversation with you. If you're just joining us, my name is Jude. This is Hello Port Harcourt. This is 92.3 Nigeria Info. 92.3, good morning. Good. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning, please.
Talking about relevance in politics, as it stands now, I can maybe say that in River State, we don't want that concern in anything pertaining to national politics. Both in the APC and in the PDP.
So is that why River State is so important at the national level?
No, that's not why we are saying for that.
So why?
Because politically in the Niger Delta, River State is the heart of politics.
Okay. It says Rivers is the heart of politics in the Niger Delta. Nathaniel is in Bonny Island. Nathaniel, good morning to you and welcome, please.
Hello, Duke.
Good morning, please, Nathaniel. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much. I think number one reason is the Rivers State politicians, especially the governors who belong to their different political parties at some point. They contribute financially and heavily to sustain the political party at the center. Right from the time of Amechi to UK, and then the former governor.
Mm.
I think it actually shows that the former governors, including this very incumbent governor now, they voluntarily contribute heavily and financially to the upkeep and the free flow of the party at the center. So I think if you do that, the party at the center will seem to respect you and your opinion. And so this happened to drag and then attract most of the political business to
River State,
because they know that there is money here in River State and the governors, they donate freely.
So, Ebube is in our holder. Ebube, good morning. Do you share similar views, please?
Hello, good morning. My name is Ebube Akulu.
Good morning.
I'm calling from Ngene Junction. Now, talking about the relevance of River State to the politics of Nigeria today, apart from River State being the economic capital of Nigeria, this is where the oil comes from, this is where the number three state in Nigeria when it comes to Abuja, Lagos, you cannot take it away from River State. It has to be River State. So, River State, like from the days of Amechi, couldn't have been able to shake the government and see a new government, which is a PNP government, if it wasn't for the money that River State has. So, like, if PDP uses River State, for instance, they will lose their strength as opposition. This is where the money is. Okay? So, Nigerian politics definitely cannot do without the number three state and the economic capital of Nigeria. But they don't want both the power and the money to come from the same place.
Interesting, Ebube. All right, thank you very much. On Facebook, plethora of messages coming through already because it's a very interesting post that was up just about 14 minutes ago. Now, let's see. Let me take one. Emmanuel Braid says, Wike is one of the life wires of the PDP. Wike is a grassroots mobilizer, but no individual is bigger than the party. Interesting. Fubara Green has a different view. Says, we are not good enough to be president, only to be carried along. Abi? Interesting. Now, Christopher says, a unifier that cannot unify his party? I don't think this is good. Christopher Wogu with that comment. Keep them coming through on Facebook, facebook.com/Nigeria Info PH. JJ is speaking to us from Mumokoro. JJ, good morning to you. Welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You know, there is this animosity from Atiku to Wike from 2019 because of what happened. Remember what happened in Port Harcourt, yes? Where Wike vehemently, supported what he believes in, supported Tambuwa, and at the end of the day, Tambuwa didn't fly. And I think that Atiku has not forgiven him up till now. And fast forward to 2022, you'll see that Wike, as a governor, gave Atiku the fight of his life during the PDP primaries, right? And at the end of the day, it took some political somersault for Atiku to emerge because you see that the goalpost of a game, of a football game, was even shifted so that Atiku could win. Because everybody has given their speech, Tambuwa came and gave another speech, I thought that the chairman of the party would have stopped him, but what do I really know? And to make matters worse, the chairman was not the one that said Tambuwa was the hero of the night. That said, Wike took it to Griffith, Atiku visited him, he visited Atiku, converted Atiku. Now, Wike, during the campaign, said, I don't want to be vice president. But Atiku was also the one that nominated Wike that he should run against Okowa. 14 of them were set up committee, and at the end, 17 of them, 14 voted for Wike. And the same Atiku now said no, that they should do another one where Okowa emerged. Now, Jude, let me ask you, if you were Wike, what would you do? That is one question. Second question, you know that each state brought one delegate each, right? Plus some other collection that now made it over 800. And Wike got 273. That means 273 local governments are now with Wike and even more. So what will you do if you are Atiku to leave the 273 local governments to fly with Wike or beg Wike so that they can be with you?
Mm.
I can tell you that Senator Olujimi of Ekiti State, Ayofayoshe, Otom, all of them are queuing behind Wike. Don't also forget that Cross River PDP, Edo PDP, Ebonyi PDP are under Wike right now as we talk. Would you allow such person to go? So Atiku is raising against time, but if I were Wike, if I want to join him, I'll use a very long spoon for that dinner because Atiku, I think he has animosity against Wike and he has yet to execute it. I don't know if you have any questions.
So all of this shows, all of this for you is why River State is so important in the federal level, why people always come to River State is because...
Rivers Wike is very important because you see, I have another big voice here. Everybody is visiting. I don't know if you know that.
Interesting.
So everybody is trooping to Wike. Then you ask yourself, why Wike? Thank you very much.
Why Wike? Why River State? What exactly is the law? Is there a bit of an El Dorado in River State that most Rivers residents are not aware of? Maybe it is the political machinations that have gone on in the past, what, decade or two that has made River State literally the front and center when it comes to decision-making in this country. If you're just joining us this morning, the question for us as we start this Friday show is this: what exactly is making relevance in River State? Why is River State so relevant? How influential is jolly old River State to the politics at the national level? How influential do you think it is? Now, good morning, Jude. River State has the voting strength that can deliver any aspirant at the national level. River State has the economic value, not just of Africa, not just Nigeria, but of Africa as well. Also, there are strong national level political values here in River State. Victor from Woji sends in that message. All right, interesting message on Facebook. A lot of messages on the subject matter this morning. Get onto Facebook and join the conversation. Now, Atiku should promise to hand over presidential tickets to Wike, and that way it will pacify him while the elections are over, and then we can do the needful. Interesting.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts.
Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station. And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Nigeria. Yes, welcome back, 92.3 Nigeria Info. 27 minutes to the top of the hour. And we still have a bit of a way to go before we get to the games of the day. I'm already getting about four or five messages of people asking me if we are going to do. Yes, we are going to have a fun Friday game. Yes, we're going to try and give somebody 5,000 naira. Oh, by the way, the winner from last week, I hope you've gotten your money. Please send me a message to confirm. All right, so now let's move on to our first conversation for the day. Now, you see, River State has the loudest voice in the South-South politics. Onyechea Stephen with that. And he's responding to the question I had asked earlier a few minutes ago, just about 25 minutes ago when we started. And if you're just joining us, well, this is a question. How influential is River State to the politics at the national level? How influential? Now, all of this is coming off the back of the presidential candidate of the PDP, Abubakar Atiku, saying that, look, there are plans to meet with the governor, talking about Yusuf Wike, to ensure that everyone in the party is carried along. It's not the first time people have said something about, oh, this man doesn't like this man, that man doesn't like this man. It happens everywhere, in almost every political sphere. At some point in time, even members of the same party will have disagreements. But what is the goal? To show a united front, isn't that it? Right? Okay. Now, whilst trying to show a united front, whether it is the APC or PDP, River State is always in the conversation. Why? That's the question. So, as you dial in, please do well, turn down the volume of your radio set. Please refrain from using derogatory or defamatory comments. If you didn't quite see it or read it, please don't make mention of it. That means do not make any unsubstantiated claims.
The views and opinions shared on this program do not represent the position of Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info, let's talk.
WhatsApp, Telegram available on 0809-030-6416. Oh dear, 92.3. Oh dear, once again, please do turn on the volume of your radio set when you try to get through to us. Now, let's get back to our messages. I'll get back to the phone lines in a few. All right, back to the messages. This is from Facebook. Now, Lexi now. Emmanuel Bassi says, I pray this article doesn't come to be promising without fulfilling them. Sunday says, and the fact is that Governor Wike will remain in PDP because of his governorship candidate Simulae, but he may not support Atiku. That's why he's important. So, hello Port Harcourt, good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning, please.
Yeah, I can thank calling from Port Harcourt.
Welcome morning, to the program.
Yeah. See, the answer to your question is one. River State is made up of, it's naturally made up of very important natural and human resources that can never be tampered with by anybody. We are so blessed that God gave us everything we need in life. So now it's a treasure base of the nation, both in human resources. If you check the lineage of the governorship county in River State here, they have all been blessed from strength to strength. So now, and anybody tampering with River State is tampering with his own future at his own peril.
Really?
So now, as he's going out, God will bring somebody that will be better than him. And if you check the weight of people that come out in River State as governors or all those things, there are people that are God prepared from heaven, being on earth, to take care of this. That is why we are guarding city and treasure base of the nation. And in the community of the space in Nigeria, everybody knows that they cannot do without us. So nobody can take us for granted. That is why we are in that position and cannot be taken away from us.
Zion, listen, Jerry. Zion, good morning to you. Isika is on the line. Isika, please give us a minute. Zion, talk to us.
Thank you very much. You see, the historical development of Nigeria, River State, cannot be removed. For long, this conversation has been waited for. And I will tell you that River State has been like a contestation that has severed in the era of Nigeria. Before even 1960, which we have recorded several eras, you found out that there are river sons and daughters that are always moving the arms of time in the Nigerian politics.
Okay.
There were times it was the name of Azor Dapatri. There was a time it was the name of Better Speed. The former Minister of Petroleum then, Sam David West. There was a time, even in the time of Gowon, initially Gowon, who was the Attorney General then? Was he not Nabod, the man they use his name at the law school now, that was in charge of our legal system? So you found that Rivers people have ever been a choice decision makers since the era of Nigeria when it comes to politics. This conversation is not all about Wike. It's all about the Rivers people,
okay,
which you cannot remove the biases because it was Rivers and biases then.
Isika, thank you very much. Zion, Isika, good morning to you. Welcome, please.
Good morning, Isika, from Lilimo.
Welcome.
You see, River State has been a very, very integral state.
Integral, you say?
Not just in the southern and the eastern part of this country, but in the whole country as well. I think that the only state that is more integral politically, that is more influential to River State, is Lagos State. But as it stands now, River State is more influential because most of the governors we have in Lagos State are under the shadow of a particular man who seems to be the godfather. So River State has been so influential. Let's start from the days of Odele. You know, based on the influence of Rivers politics, it was kid that Odele was the one to, you know, succeed Obasanjo at the time, if not for the issue that came up, where it was now given to Yar'Adua. Odele left and Amechi came. If you want to be sincere with me, you, Amechi was one of the persons that contributed so much to the emergence of Buhari as a president. You remember the new PDP that later merged with the APC to form a very strong force. It was through the idea of Amechi then, because it was so popular all over the country, most of the governors were behind him. And you know, look at our brother here, Nyo Tumike, you know, he has been so outstanding politically. Some people may argue that he's not a good leader, but politically he's a very good politician. He has been able to cut the support and the love of many governors and many states. They see him as a political victory in the party, not just in the party as well. You know, so River State is a very, very influential state, not just because of the economic boom in the state, but because of the kind of politicians that the state has been able to churn out over the past year. So it's a very difficult state. And any president that trifles with River State, the governor of River State, anybody that aspires to become the president, that trifles with the governor of River State, I don't think that person really, you know, wants to win. Because the governors of this state are always influential. And this present governor is very, very influential when it has to do with the politics. You can see what happened, how some governors came up and, you know, criticized Atiku and Samuel for the way they treated him, which is very, very bad as well. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. That's Isika from Lelenwo. Let's get back to the message folders right now. Let's get to have some comments from the folders. All right. Here we go. So Rivers money is the main reason, not even River State votes, because the president, Buhari, became president without winning in River State. Anyways. Ants always gather where there is sugar. Rivers Resources is the main B. That's from John. Interesting comment there. Ants always gather where there is sugar. Fascinating analogy. All right. This one here says, hi Jude, good morning. It's very obvious that we have a lot of intellectuals and also politically savvy people in River State. In the entire region, the loudest voices usually emanate from River State. And so when something is going wrong, check, more often than not, it is a Rivers person that will speak up for the entire region. This is why River State is so important in the national politics. Michael, you seem to be airing similar views to what I think it was Zion I was making mention of. But the people in Delta State and Edo State will tell you, look, we have strong voices of our own. We don't know how to cower, particularly at the federal level. Right now, as more and more people in Bayelsa are saying, look, we are not going to be holding on to that branding of being militancy capital. We want to be known as the people who have good resources and good management. People want to be speaking more in the positive for Yenagoa, for Bayelsans in general. So, I don't know. I understand the narrative. But some may not totally agree with that notion. 15 minutes to the top of the hour. We have just about 8 minutes or so before we get on to a break. And then after that, we'll be talking about giveaways, you know, food items and things like that. But for now, let's get back to our conversation. What exactly is making or has made River State influential, or do you not agree? How influential is River State to the politics at the national level? That is the question. 92.3. Hello, Pusako. Good morning to you, please.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah. We are really talking about, let's be realistic here. The main thing we know that if you watch River State and Lagos State, they are not the only state in Nigeria. Politically.
Very true.
But they are the only two states who is hitting, always heated up politically, where everybody is interested to know who becomes the governor and who is the governor. The thing is this, we look at the kind of revenue that comes out from Lagos State. The companies, the oil company, all the headquarters of companies are in Lagos. The seaport, the airport. Come to River State, the same thing. Anybody who becomes River State governor automatically becomes so influential and important. If you watch Odili, he contested to become the governor president of Nigeria. The same thing as well as Lopini Chibukami. They are not doing it because they really want to be, but because of the place they find themselves, they want to be. The main thing why people are interested, remember in 2015, Jonathan won all the South and Southeast. Still, we already won the election. It's not about just because of the vote. It is not about because if you last look at the last voting strength too, we already won. They reduced the voting strength of everywhere drastically. But it's just because of the resources, the contact in River State. Don't say that supporting River State governor. Remember, Autumn said in Arise Television said that Winter is the one that won him to PDP back. So it's not about because of the strength of the government, it's because of the resources and how River State is in position. Who is in River State, who are who is in Lagos State. This is the two states that everybody who is, both foreigners and everybody. So it's not about because of the government of Nigeria. They become automatically, because of the president of Nigeria becomes powerful, because of the constitution, because of the way River State is. Anybody who becomes the government of Nigeria becomes so powerful. As soon as I go, let us not forget about it. So that's my contribution.
Noble, speaking to us from Elios. Noble, good morning to you. Welcome, please.
Yeah, good morning, brother.
Good morning.
Yeah. Talking about impression, from how? Okay, let me take your mind back. Governor Wike donate to Sokoto, how many million? Governor Wike donate to, is it Benue State or so? Governor Wike also donate money to Bayelsa. Is that about the money, what is coming out from your pocket that will make people to be close to you? not because of who you are, it's just because of exactly what is going to come out from you. Remember, governor, former governor of the state, Peter Odering, also did the same thing. They are using, at last, dumping, use his money and the state money. The same thing happened to Amaiti. It's also heard that he sponsored the current president. What is he again for it? Thinking that he will become president, at last, what's happened? Governor Wike also did the same thing, support everybody, carry PDP on his head and shoulder. At last, what happened? Even he is angry now because even the vice president did not reach him too. So it's not about the money, what is coming out from the state, not because of the people in the state.
I see. So it's all about finances, Noble. Emmanuel is in Egbelu. Emmanuel, good morning to you, please. Welcome.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning, please. Thank you for your patience.
For me, there is an emerging political equation in Nigeria.
Interesting.
Before, you have the north plus the east from the west, so called Nigeria. But today, we have the north for the south, sorry, the north for the east, for the west, then for the south, south, before you can have the complete equation called Nigeria. And in the south, south, the giant within that geographical zone is Rivers State. So to that extent, anybody politicking in Nigeria must acknowledge the need of the South South and River State in particular. That is why you see the level of interest in River State, Nigeria. Also, we have to acknowledge the fact that we are endowed naturally. Most of the multinational companies ought to have their headquarters in River State. You know, therefore, the militancy and some issues we had, that's why they moved back to Lagos. So to that extent too, politics, you can't do it without money. And you want to be attracted, they should be attracted to River State. So those are the critical factors that you see that are playing out why River State is the bride of Nigerian politics. Good thing too, we have intellectuals, sound men and women, who are naturally gifted intellectually, and we are bold people. So you see, in the combination of these factors, naturally places us in a place where everybody, irrespective of the political party, will want to come to that state, associate with us, project us, and gain what they want to offer with them.
Vincent is in Job. Vincent, good morning to you. Thank you for your patience.
Good morning, Jude.
Good morning.
My contribution says that River State, the governors there are so influential and they're so buoyant and they can give out. That is why they used to come to River State. Starting from modeling, if you touch your hands, you can donate, you can give out, and they will use it and go. Up and Mercy, they can touch your hand and you can donate and they use you and touch they can hand. Go.
That's an interesting play.
Understand me? Touch like this one. Just imagine the three of them. They knock at the door, they open the door, and they collect the word, and they leave you. That is what they are doing. And they find that never say they can come and money here. And the government can donate single-handedly. You can't imagine anymore. How can you give Sokoto 500, Sokoto 500 million? I'm minding what is happening. That is the cost of everything.
All right. Vincent, thank you very much. All right, so a lot of people think it's a financial prowess, a financial power and pool that is in River State that's giving these types of reactions. All right, forget all this brouhaha. The time the governor's running around, Governor Wike will cut the deal with Atiku. Governor Wike will be shocked. Extremism in politics isn't the best way. No politician is perfect, not even our governor. Interesting. Go
all
on,
right.
Please.
My contribution is this. We shouldn't be told that this will be any longer. Now, what I want to say is this. Some people say River State is this, River State is that. It is not. Yes, the Winter can not lead to this. All what they are doing with Yes, the Winter is just fall. Yes, the Winter brought a governorship candidate to River State. You know? So where will he lead him to go? Because that man, we want to start the nation, that man comes to power. So also urge him for the misappropriation of things that were done on most of the back people. And so people coming to say, Article is coming to River State, BBC is coming to River State, Pastor has power. They have no any power. No one power, one single power. Because if Mr. Wike decided not to vote, other political parties are there in River State.
All right. Thank you very much, Desire. Well, we'll have to wrap up here this morning. Not enough time. You cannot blame us. Not a lot of time. A lot of people have views that they need to have expressed. So many messages coming through. Alasha King says, the influence of River State in Nigeria's political sector cannot be overemphasized for obvious reasons. The economic position and the natural resources in the state is the benchmark to its relevance. Interesting. It's more about the economy. Okay, all right. There is nothing special what's going on in River State, the rest of the country. Political calculations are happening in other states too. However, River State is one of the major states in this country, like Lagos. So people should not use erroneous contempt to dump sentiment on Wike and Amaechi. Well, as always, thank you very much. It's been a pleasure having this conversation with you.